mead in the portion of the king's wine. But what are you saying? Somewhere he had trouble. But at the same time that he had trouble in his life, he had a trust in God. And you find that that trust in God brought about a triumph in his life. And the king that had him, that threw him into the lion's den, the Bible talks about how that the king came back the next morning and said, Daniel, is your God able? And you find that Daniel lying on the belly of the lion somewhere, a hungry lion at that. The Bible says that he said, my God has sent his angels and has set the mouths of the lions, and they have not harmed me.
You gotta help me preach. You gotta get on this level where I'm at, folks.
I said he got
worse.
And then he got
worse.
And then it got
worse.
And then it got
worse.
Worstest. Probably wouldn't pass English right now, but I'm not worried about that. I'm on the favor of God, and I believe with the favor of God's in this place right now.
Yes.
It got bad. In one day, everything that Job had, he lost.
Everything.
Lost it all. Job, curse God and die. Oh, no. You speak as a foolish woman.
Yeah.
He's all out of my
way.
Oh, no.
don't light your fire. Your wood is wet. It's soaked. All right? In Job, the 42nd chapter, and the 16th verse, you know what we do? We read the scripture ever so quickly when we go over it. The scripture says, after this lived Job 140 years.
Yeah.
And we just think, all we think, Pastor, is that he just lived another 140 years. We never stop to realize that what God wants you to do after your trouble is he wants you to live. I preach. everything that the waters touch, and it brought forth life. I'm preaching to somebody today that your trouble, and your trust in God is going to bring the sitting there this morning, and you're saying, how can I ever live again? My home's tore up. My family's broken up. Relationships are gone. I'm alone. How can I live again? Even in your trouble, if you'll trust in God, you're going to have a triumph. You're going to live again. We'll ever smile again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to smile again. Preacher, will I ever know what it's like to rejoice again? Oh, yeah. You're going to know what it's like to rejoice again. You know why? Because you've had trouble. But you've had trust. And that trust in God.
Thank you.
had a wave of the Holy Ghost that swept through this place. There's a voice that's saying, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me.
But preacher, I don't understand.
Trust God. Trust God.
Preacher, I don't know why.
Trust God. Trust God. Trust me. And what I want us to do, they're going to start singing and playing. And when they do, I want everybody in this building, because we all have trouble, I want you to step out from where you are. And I want you just to lift your hands. You don't have to lift them as high as some think that people do. You don't have to, you don't have to have your face all squinched up like you've seen me preaching with you. You don't have to have that. Just why don't you just come? If you just want to raise your hands, just head high, that's fine. I just want you to step out from where you are. And I want you to make your way down to the front, saying, Jesus, I don't understand, but I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. Come on, you're in a cycle of life called trouble right now. But God's bringing you to trust now. And after trust, he's going to bring you to triumph. I'm telling you, God will not break his cycle. God will not break his cycle.